It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 2nd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is pertain, spelled P-E-R-T-A-I-N. Pertain is a verb that means to belong as a part, member, accessory, or product. It can also mean to belong as an attribute, feature, or function, or to belong as a duty or right, or to be appropriate to something, or to have reference. Here's the word used in a sentence from Kirkus Reviews. The author's careful attention to history, especially as it pertains to the struggle creative women like Curie and Fuller faced for acceptance as creative equals to men, helps round out the text with feminist insights. The word pertain comes to English via Anglo-French from the Latin verb pertinere, meaning to reach to or to belong. Pertinere, in turn, was formed by combining the prefix per, P-E-R, meaning through, and tenere, meaning to hold. Tenere is a popular root in English words and often manifests with the tain, T-A-I-N, ending that can be seen in words like pertain. Other descendants include abstain, contain, detain, maintain, obtain, retain, and sustain, to name a few of the more common ones. Not every tain word has tenere in its ancestry, though. Ascertain, attain, and certain are among the exceptions. And a few tenere words don't follow the usual pattern. Tenacious and tenure are two of them. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.